American Cattle News, I'm Bill Baker.
What we witnessed in Soderton, Pennsylvania was market failure.
That's Bill Bullard with RCAF USA.
A few weeks ago, we talked about the fact that RCAF USA would be filing a request for an investigation into the events surrounding the Soderton, Pennsylvania beef packing plant owned by JBS that was closed or delisted by the U.S. Department of Agriculture because pests were sighted around the perimeter of that plant. And so we are asking the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee to initiate an investigation to determine a number of things. Number one, is there a structural problem with our industry in the northeastern part of the United States and elsewhere where there simply are too few packers to sustain competition in the marketplace? Number two, the question we need to have answered is whether the JBS plant violated antitrust laws by not properly and timely informing all participants that they would be withdrawing from the marketplace, and the likely effect of that would be a collapse in cattle prices. We also want the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee to determine if Cargill didn't exploit this situation and by doing so violate antitrust laws and other laws prohibiting anti-competitive practices by knowingly purchasing cattle for far less than fair market value, knowing full well that when JBS stepped out of the market, they would be able to scoop up these cattle cheaper. That needs to be investigated. Then also, we need to have an investigation to determine, given that JBS now knows unequivocally that it can manipulate prices simply by withdrawing from the market, has that entity or the other major packer engaged in strategic entries and exits from the marketplace in order to manipulate the market? So this is a very important investigation that we're asking the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee to undertake, and we hope that they will do a thorough and probing job, because you only have two principal participants in the market. One of them exits the market and the market collapses. We can't allow this to continue, or the cattle industry will go the way of the pork and poultry industries.
That's Bill Bullard with RCAF USA, and I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.